From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome everyone to our Gospel program. Thank you indeed for joining with us again around God's Word. I have been encouraged by the continuing response to our morning and evening programs. It's very much appreciated when you either write to us or call us by telephone. The requests that we continue to receive for sermon and testimony tapes and those items of literature that we frequently offer are a real pleasure to receive, and we are truly delighted to send the items out to our listeners, so please keep the requests coming in. Next month, we're going to be introducing a new testimony tape in our evening program. It's that of Kerry O'Rourke, whose family came from the outskirts of Dublin before moving to live in England. Kerry's story is a wonderful story of God's grace, and I look forward to sharing it with you during the month of December. We're going to read now from Mark chapter 8, the verses 10 through to 13, and after that we will have the SMS singers from Greenville in South Carolina bring us that lovely hymn, How Great Thou Art. First of all, let's have Mark chapter 8, and we'll read from the verse 10. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and saith, Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side.
Sings my soul. my Savior God to be. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, thy Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, thy Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Following upon the miracle of the feeding of the 4,000, the Lord Jesus moves to the nearby Sea of Galilee, and taking a ship, he travels northeast for a short distance to that region called Dalmanutha. And it is there that he encounters his old enemies, the Pharisees. Verse 11 tells us, the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him. If we read the parallel account in Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 1, we discover that the Sadducees were also with the Pharisees. These two groups were very much opposed to each other, holding contradictory doctrines regarding various matters. But even though they were opposed to each other, they were united in their opposition to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a strange feature. Those who are in opposition one to another are happy to unite in opposition to Christ and to his cause. You will notice that these Pharisees came out not to welcome the Savior, not to even seek the truth from the Savior, not to learn from the Savior, but they came out to challenge the Savior. There was the spirit of Goliath about them, was there not? This coming forth. They were presenting themselves in opposition to the Savior. As he comes into the area where they were going out to oppose him. And they opposed him with questions. They began to question with him. That showed the spirit of their mind. They did not accept the Savior. They did not believe the Savior. But they were quizzing the Savior, suspicious of him. They were seeking evidence against him that they might publicly condemn him as a false prophet. They were not believers, but they were unbelievers. They wanted a sign from Christ, we are told in the verse 12. Why, the Savior had wrought innumerable signs. Had he not given them many evidences of his power and of the fact that he was the true Messiah? The miracles that he had wrought in the midst of the people, I am sure even by this time, were beyond numbering. He had healed the blind, the deaf, the lepers. He had raised from beds of sickness and disability many who were beyond, utterly beyond, human help. He had raised the dead. Were these not signs enough? Not for unbelievers. It wouldn't matter if the Savior wrought a sign every second in their very presence. They weren't going to believe him. They were rejectors of the Savior. The Savior's response to their quizzing and their questioning and their opposition is recorded for us in the verse 12. It says, he sighed deeply in his spirit. Man's rejection of his testimony is a source of great grief to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin of any kind is a grief to the Savior. Of course, It ought to be so for all who love the Lord. And the Bible records that on many occasions the grief of the people of God was evidenced as a result of the sins they witnessed around them. In Psalm 119 and the verse 158 we read, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. The Bible says, fools mock at sin, but the true child of God is grieved and vexed by what he sees and what he hears from sinners around. In Ezekiel chapter 9 and the verse 4, we are told that God wished to mark out and to distinguish those in the midst of Jerusalem that sighed and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Nothing distinguishes the child of God more than their grief over sin. Even Lot, a man who did not do all the things that he should have done as a disciple, nevertheless had this feature that indicated he was a true believer. It's recorded in 2 Peter chapter 2 and the verse 8, that righteous man, dwelling among them, that is, the inhabitants of Sodom, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And of course the Apostle Paul spoke of his reaction to the rejection of the gospel by his fellow countrymen. He says, I have great happiness and continual sorrow in my heart. So, the true child of God ought to share with the Savior this reaction to man's sinfulness. There ought to be a sighing that indicates a heart that's grieved and broken because of man's wickedness. But just notice, in closing, that unbelief drives away the Savior and leaves the unbeliever empty-handed. The Lord Jesus' response to these men as they quizzed him and asked for a sign was this. Verse 12, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them. That is the inevitable consequences of unbelief. Unbelief will drive Christ away and leave the sinner empty-handed, leave the sinner without salvation. As you listen to the sound of my voice today, I ask you to recognize that unbelief is a grief to Christ. May you cease from unbelief and embrace the Savior as your own. Remember our program tonight. At 9 o'clock, we will be playing another extract from the sermon we preached some time ago and offering the sermon free to anyone who requests it. It's called The Danger in Delay. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.